This is a story about something you might call a little miracle. In fact, maybe it's something more. Thanks to a thoughtful woman and a persistent private investigator, a family has recovered an important memento which disappeared in a Ventura County park some 15 years ago. The story starts in 1991. In fact, it starts on March 15, 1991. Remember that date. It's important to the story. It's the day when Edward and Catherine Labrador of Oxnard became a couple. They were just kids at the time, 18 years old. They moved to Las Vegas, where Edward Labrador graduated from college, and he received a special graduation gift from his parents.
He graduated from UNLV with his Bachelor's of Science in Nursing in 1998, and so it's a gold ring. It originally was a gift from his parents to him for his graduation day for his bachelor's degree.
Catherine Labrador says her husband became an ICU nurse. In 2002, they moved back to Ventura County. He was an avid cyclist, and in 2004, he took part in a major charity bike ride. She and their five-year-old son caught up with him during a stop in a Camarillo park.
My husband did the Arthritis Foundation bike ride, San Francisco, from up there all the way down to Universal Studios, where it ended. I think it was a couple days, so there were different spots where they would camp out. My husband had written a letter, just in case something were to happen, you know, just he had told me, give this ring. We met at the park, Camarillo. I had given my son, after we said bye-bye to Daddy, I gave it to him. I actually gave him the ring. I said, this is from Daddy. He wants you to have it. And then less than 5 minutes, Mommy, I lost the ring. And I said, oh, no.
She says they panicked. They couldn't find it.
We were looking, you know, desperately for the ring, and it felt like a needle in a haystack. I was just thinking of the thoughts of what my husband would think. Oh, my God, we lost this ring. So I was devastated. Like, oh, my gosh. And then I just thought to myself, I shouldn't have given it to him right there. I should probably, like, give it to him later or whatever. I felt so bad.
The family gave up on the ring.
Years went by. We ended up moving back to Las Vegas. We just thought, oh, well, we'll never see it again. And then 2017, we had a tragic loss with my husband passing away.
But someone had found the ring. A woman discovered it in 2004 and didn't know what to do with it. She also forgot about it until recently.
I'm on the board of directors with the Human Resource Organization, and one of my fellow board members came to me with a story saying she and her husband found a school ring in a dog park in Camarillo. She was recently going through a drawer at home and found the ring again because she originally found it 15 years ago but didn't know who to give it to or what to do with it. So now that she knew me, being a private investigator, gave it to me and said, here, maybe you can find out who it belongs to.
Paul Triman is president of Thousand Oaks-based Informed Decision. The private investigator went to work on the mystery.
There was an inscription inside the ring with name and a date, and the school was University of Las Vegas, Nevada, and it was found in Camarillo. So I had all these little pieces of the puzzle to try to put together. Finally figured out who I believed it went to, made some calls to who I thought it belonged to, but the thing is, you can't leave a voicemail message on something like this because in today's climate, it sounds, you know, much like a scam.
Now, remember the date we told you to remember, March 15th? That's the anniversary of when the Labradors first became a couple. And that's the day, 28 years later, that Dryman called Catherine Labrador to tell her that they'd found her late husband's ring.
This March 15th was a Friday as well. So I had been thinking of my husband, and then all of a sudden, Paul calls. It's a miracle of God that he knew that I needed to hear it on the day of the 15th. That he was there for me.
Private investigator Paul Dryman says it feels good to have a story with a happy ending.
In today's world, there's so much negative going on. It's nice to have something that has a positive spin on it.
Catherine Labrador says she's given the UNLV class ring to her son, Matt, just like her husband had asked 15 years ago. What makes it even more special is that, like his father, the now 20-year-old is a student at the same university in Las Vegas. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.